Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, host of The Peak, and this is our bonus interview with Steve Shuck, renowned local businessman, activist, philanthropist, and he was just inducted into the Colorado Business Hall of Fame. We just finished up our broadcast with him, but as I like to do, I turn to our guests and say, what do you really want to talk about now that we're off the air and with this bonus? And Steve always wants to talk about education and how important it is and the challenges that we're having to it. So, Steve Shuck, what would you like to say in this bonus segment?
Well, thanks, Chaim. I really appreciate the opportunity and really appreciate what you guys are doing. It's an important community asset, and I thank you and Salem for doing this. The bottom line is that Thomas Jefferson told us 240 years ago that if we wanted freedom and liberty and our population wasn't educated, we wanted something that never was and never will be. That's a sort of a fractured repeat of his quote. But even hundreds of years ago, it was understood that people's education was the key to freedom and liberty. 200 years later, the American public education system is a disgrace, just an absolute disgrace. The results are appalling. We're behind third world countries in our results. And the explanation is very, very simple. Public education for the last 60, 70 years has been a practicing monopoly. For all practical purposes, something like 90% of the kids in America go to public schools, virtually all of which are underperforming. Colorado, like 30, 35% of the kids function at grade level. So you got a 50, 60, 70% failure rate. And what I've been trying to do is to have the business community primarily, but the entire community, express outrage and say that's unacceptable. I'm not going to let my kid be condemned to a poor life, to a life of poverty or worse, because he or she is unable to function in the real world. The second explanation for the failure of public education is the teachers' union. So you have on one side, you have a monopoly controlling the supply. And the other side, you have a union. Let me go back. Talk about boards of education first. Public school districts are run by boards of education who set policy, who are the ones who are responsible for the performance or for making sure that there is performance. And for decades now, probably 30, 40 years, the teachers' union figured out that if they elected members to boards of education, they would control the entire process. Most public school districts operate under what's called a master agreement. This is negotiated between the Board of Education and the union. Unfortunately, the union's on both sides of the bargaining table because they elect all the members of the boards of education. So it's very understandable and predictable that we'd end up where we are, because unions aren't in business to educate kids. Unions are in business to get the most benefits for their members for doing the least amount of work. I don't fault them for doing that. That's why they're in business. But I have said publicly hundreds of times, but I'm in business to put them out of business.
And so how are you going? How are you doing that?
Great. That's the right question. How do you do it? You simply elect members to boards of education who care about kids, not about adults. And like in Colorado Springs, District 11, roughly 50% of the teachers are not members of the union. But yet the union controls the working conditions and the total operation of the district. So we have worked hard to elect members to boards of education in 11, D20, D49, D38, Dugco, Woodland Park. Elect members to boards of education who prioritize the interest of kids, not adults. And so my intention, my goal is to get business community support for the idea of returning control of the school districts to the boards of education so that the boards run the district, not the union. I mean, how could you possibly expect a different outcome when you put the employees in charge of the whole process of the enterprise?
The foxes in charge of the hen house, is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And so, and they're smart. They're good at what they do. They despise me and everything I represent, which is fine. Somebody once said that you're better known by your enemies than by your friends. And so I want the business community to simply act like consumers, like customers. The businesses in Colorado Springs are the customers of the school districts. And with a 30 or 40% literacy rate, proficiency rate among the kids graduating, they're not going to be able to have a suitable workforce. We're not going to be able to attract high quality employers.
Especially we're such a high tech sector here.
Absolutely. We're going to lose them. And so we have no choice as a community. If we want to avoid the experiences of the Rust Belt, and where you just see towns just dying over and over, then we need the key to doing that is to improve the quality of the education. And the way to do that is to empower parents, low-income parents. I keep emphasizing low-income parents. It's not that I'm sitting in judgment of their parental skills or responsibility, but they don't have the resources to make choices. They can't send their kid across town or send a kid to a private school. They may not have the dollars for transportation to a good charter school, whatever. So people of means already have school choice. And they exercise every day. I did. Joyce and I did. And so how do you level up that playing field and give opportunity to everybody is to give control of the dollars that are spent on public education to parents. Don't give it to the system. Don't subsidize or fund the provider. Subsidize and fund the consumer. Create a marketplace. Create competition. And the marketplace will do its magic.
Well, but how do you see, considering the way our government is set up right now with a supermajority up in the legislature, how do you see that coming to pass? I know you have this private initiative, Parents Challenge, and people can learn more about that at parentschallenge.org. What do we do when they want bigger government and more control over our children and our schools?
Great, great question, and it goes much deeper than what you've just asked about. But the answer to your question is: how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How do you
not so kosher, but we need to do it.
How do you regain control of the public education system? One school district at a time. So the state legislature isn't going to tell us who to elect to the school board of D11 or 20 or 49. We can do that ourselves. So the answer is to ignore the state and focus on local. And to go deeper, the reason you have so many knuckleheads in the legislature doing idiotic things is because they weren't educated. They don't understand economics 101.
Well, I wish we could talk more, but we're finishing up this segment. Go to parentschallenge.org to learn more. And, you know, I do the voter guide, church voter guides, and we do that journalistically to try to get people in the churches out to vote. And so please check out, we just did school boards. We're going to be having them in the future.
Bless you for doing that.
Well, thank you. And get involved, get educated, and get out there, support candidates. And let's do this for our children, because it's cliched, but they are the future. They actually are the future right now. They're here. They're with us. They're in our house, and we need them. Thank you, Steve Shuck, for giving us this bonus time.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here, and I wish you the best of success. What you're doing is really important and valuable to our community.
Thank you, Steve. I'm Chaim Goldman for The Peak.